Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who?
What? We're the multimedia men and women. This is our podcast.
Jerry.
Ladies.
Ladies.
This is our 43rd podcast. I can't believe we're still together.
Oh my gosh, that's how old I'm going to be. 9 days.
Next week. 9 days. Happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday.
43.
Yeah, whatever the hell this is.
Yeah, now the 70 jokes.
Some mystery science theater.
Yeah, this is over 70 jokes. We'll get to what's on the table first, but we're here with Gadi Elkhan from Selig Film News.
Howdy. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hillary Thomas from Dames of the Roundtable Fangirls Podcast.
That's right.
How are you? She's our special guest. Her first time here.
I'm so excited.
We need to paint a V on her head for Virgin, like they do in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm not a virgin.
We don't actually.
I just want you to understand that.
Prove it.
I don't think I need to.
Are you Dave Thomas's other daughter other than Wendy?
No. I don't even really like Wendy. I mean, if that's okay.
And she's got a cool shirt on. It's the Whalen Corporation.
You said it wrong, buddy.
It's Whalen.
Keep going. What's the middle word?
Yutani.
There you go. You can't just say one part of it and leave out the other
Whalen
part.
Whalen Yutani. I'm going to ask Susan, what is that shirt? Alien. And we're here
with
Susan from MissChicksFlix.com and Irving Community Television.
Yep, that's right.
And she's wearing a lovely shirt called Glee.
It's called Glee.
It's a heart, by the way.
It's a heat.
She has a heart on.
Are they going to do the Insane Clown Posse version of Glee this last season?
Insane.
That's what I want to watch.
No. Lea Michele's going to cover Let It Go, though, and I'm really excited.
Are you really... Let it go, for real.
They're letting it go. This is it.
Because she's the daughter of the girl who sung it in the real life?
That's what they were saying. They're like, would it be really cool if like Idina Menzel pops up? Start saying that they're...
Always fun. And then we're with
Adam. The first time.
Be multi-talented. John Travolta messing up Idina Menzel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did she do?
Nadal Nazim.
Yeah.
The multi-talented.
His toupee got in the way of his
speech. I don't know. Was that a toupee or was it?
Oh, definitely.
I was too
just like markers.
Somebody's
sharpening
it. It's algae that's now just growing off of his head.
The best part of that was how he was like complimenting her with like five different adjectives right before it. Like
more
the wonderful,
talented.
The beautiful,
he was
reading
a teleprompter.
Kind of only half for you. He stopped midway. And then
what's your name? Adel Nazim.
What?
How do you get that from Idina Menzel?
He's on the issue.
Hopefully they just fucked with him on the teleprompter.
Maybe he's, you know, not right.
He's probably not. Scientology got to him.
Yeah.
We're also with Adam Conway of the Angelica Film Center. He's here. And we're missing Gwen, whose birthday was past weekend. She had a...
She's recuperating,
we think.
She's actually having high tea at the Adolphus.
Is she really?
Yes.
She had an event.
I'm dead serious.
I believe that.
Well, she had an event.
No,
like
she
had a cucumber sandwich.
Working.
That's a bullet, too.
12 o'clock, time for teen crumpets.
No, having a cucumber sandwich with a crumpet, and then she's having an Earl Grey hot.
Oh, a nice buttery scone.
Buttery scone.
I don't know.
Buttery scones are delicious.
Delicious. It's delightful. And I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com. We're having fun here. Sunday, we had a good weekend. On the table, like last week, we do not have a 10-inch black dildo like we did last time.
Oh my gosh.
But well, why are you describing things on the table if they can't see them?
Well, because it's fun. We have two action figures from Mystery Science Theater 3000. We have Tom Servo and Gypsy. And we have a Blu-ray called American Muscle.
Is that Tom Hardy?
I don't think so, but it kind of looks like him.
They still talk
looks
about
like,
Tom Hardy.
It's like Tom Hardy from Bronson, kind of.
It's Nick Principe.
Sorry, no.
I don't know, but it says John Falcon is a bad, bad man on the back. So,
are you sure that's not porn?
I hope so.
It
I mean, it's got a chick on the back with like a giant mohawk. I don't know. There's guns and muscle cars on
it. Is it a movie?
Is that Alicia Keys?
Yes, it is a movie.
So it's got Alicia Keys and Tom Hardy, really.
Yeah,
Alicia Keys.
I'm creating my own terrible movie, no. But
oh, okay.
It looks like her.
You're creating your own special celebrity porno.
So John Falcon is played by John Fallon? Is that
what you
believe? I hope so. Let me see.
Jimmy Fallon's brother?
She looks like Alicia Keys Road Warrior style. Well,
that's what I was saying. Is he shooting a music video or something?
American, what is
it?
American Muscle?
Yeah, they sent me two copies of it.
Did
so
you watch your
so you can review it also?
No, not yet.
Oh my gosh, this guy's got the worst tattoos I've ever seen.
Not enough. I'm so behind in my
house.
Is it that XOXO tattoo you're talking about?
No, but I mean, like, this action photo on the back, it's like both of them are kicking each other. How can they even stand up at the same time?
Movie magic.
What?
It's a Matrix.
Maybe down the moon in slow gravity. So.
And then there's a picture of this guy, and he's got like a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So it's called American Muscle, so we will we'll come back to you on that once we watch it, and because we're all going to watch it twice.
No, twice. I'm not going to watch it once, and you can enjoy that.
All right, to start out the podcast today, we're going to do our opening question, which y'all do not know yet.
Who are we killing?
Who are we killing? You are killing somebody today.
Which Michael Jackson / Prince song do you want to remake?
All right, if you're stranded on a deserted island, what one movie are you going to bring, and what two celebrities are you going to bring with you? You can live with one of them and kill one of them.
He can fly a plane.
You have to live with one of them and then kill one of them.
What is with you in killing celebrities?
I can't just live with both of them. Can I like avoid the murder?
Sure, you can have the other person kill him.
Oh god!
Why do you have to kill one of them?
Yeah,
because Brian wants
is about murder.
Everything always involves.
Last week's question was if you had access to a jumbo jet airplane and you can fill that airplane with musical artists and fly it into a mountain, who would you put on it?
How did I miss this question?
Well, I know the movie.
We all pretty much,
he's a pilot.
Susan's ready.
I don't know.
You got his pilot's license.
Well, I get one celebrity to stay with me to be alive and one to die.
Kill in your movie to watch.
In my movie. Okay. I gotta think of the celebrity because there's so many. God, no, that's all right.
Are you ready?
I do know now. Okay.
You do know? Okay, go. Susan.
Oh, okay. I want Breakfast Club as my movie.
Okay.
I want Miles Teller with me and alive.
I like Miles Teller.
And we're going to have some fun. And he can kill Justin Bieber if he wishes.
Okay, so Justin Bieber.
Pop out!
Because he's already dead from the plane.
So right, Miles Teller.
Justin Bieber's the only celebrity I can think of that, like, it's like if he... Oh, this is so sad to say.
So how will Miles kill Justin? Tell that story. Twice. Mm-hmm.
So you
Miles is going to beat the shit out of him.
You chose up, you chose up to have like a rugged outdoorsy guy. You do it with Miles.
Miles is so funny.
Do you know who Miles Teller is?
No. He's been entertaining me the entire time.
Miles Teller is...
from Divergent, Spectacular Now.
He's going to be... He's going to be in the new Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, he's a little taller? Little young dude?
Yeah. Well, he was in Project X.
He's like 6'3".
Okay.
He's a tall kid.
He's cool. He's good.
He's going to be Mr. Fantastic in the new Fantastic Four.
See, who do you take? Do you take Idris Elba or David Boreanaz? I mean, like,
this is the question that boggles my mind, too.
Yeah.
Do you take
someone who can help you survive, or do you take someone that you just want to hang out with?
I'm going to have fun and hang out, because Miles Teller is the funniest person I've, like, interviewed so far.
I agree. All right, moving on. Hillary.
You get to come back to me.
All right,
got
it.
Well, it's definitely Shawshank Redemption, so I could possibly get off the fucking island.
Escape movie. I like it.
That was going to be my movie. I have to change it.
You do have an email related to the film.
I do.
I'm sure Brian's taking Army of Darkness.
It's called Hope, so. Gotti.
I really want to take Morgan, but I don't think the hand will make it overseas.
I think his narration will get a little tiresome after a while.
Yeah,
he'll
narrate.
Gotti grabs a coconut.
The celebrity I would kill would be... such a juicy one. There's so many people. Could it be Zack Snyder just for fucking up?
If you want to.
It's definitely Zack Snyder. Nothing the shit out of his
for fucking up what?
Everything. The world. And ruining Christopher Nolan, by the way. He's an infected Nolan.
Disagree.
Interstellar.
So, Shawshank.
Idris Elba would be great to have. What a buddy.
Oh, I got this.
What a buddy. Sexually or not. Doesn't matter.
I would have sex with Idris,
but I won't steal it.
I would
have already called it. No, I've got another one. Sweet Anthony Mackie, of course. The little.
That's who you are. Out of all.
We're going
to like our hats. You like a little mocha in your coffee?
I do.
All
right.
Yeah.
You convert him to Judaism?
It's either him or it's Donald Faison.
Oh, ooh, he'd be awesome, Turk.
The Socket Bear? Yeah.
Oh, Donald Faison would be totally so much fun.
Yeah, bring on Donald, because Donald...
Yeah, all right. Live
with Donald Faison, kill Zack Snyder with Shawshank. Okay, Hillary.
Like a rock.
So, my movie, for sure, and this is not to bag on your Breakfast Club train, my favorite movie of all time is 16 Candles.
Yeah, I
can watch that movie all the time.
Is it Angelica next week?
Totally. Are you serious?
Midnight or Midnight Movie.
Promo.
Well, no, that's so funny because...
Well, Rebecca was this week, so...
That's our birthday movie at Three Links, too. I'm taking 16 candles with me. My celebrity. Gosh. As much as I want to take David Boreanaz because he is my celebrity yum-yums, I'm actually going to take David Bowie because he is my all-time favorite dude.
Young David Bowie or old David Bowie?
I'm going to take current David Bowie because David Bowie is a constant... David Bowie is a constant wonder to me because he's always evolving, and I love that. I love that. I just think that it would be wonderful to sit and talk with that guy.
Imagine those stories.
Dude, they're going to be amazing. And we'll have lots to talk about. As for the celebrity to kill.
In Angel episode 609, were you?
I totally thought, I remembered what I was going to say. And then now I forgot. This is horrible.
We'll come back then.
You'll have to come back.
We'll come back. Adam, do you know or do you want me to go?
I can go.
Okay, Adam.
Well, I was going to pick Shawshank.
You're going to kill, what's his name? Who's that asshole who does all of the, those Transformers movies?
Michael Bay.
Is that who you're choosing? Yeah, Michael Bay needs to go. Can you go with those?
Yeah, stay in China. Thank you.
Michael Bay, that's what I was I couldn't remember his name.
I'm happy about
that. I couldn't remember if it was Jerry Bruckheimer.
And he dies by explosion.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, his own.
David Bowie is going to figure out how to send him into space.
Sweet. All right, Adam.
Well, I was going to pick Shawshank, but I decided to change because Gotti already chose it. So my movie is going to be Airplane. It'll be quite entertained the entire time, as well as the people. I was like, I thought about, I want someone to help me, you know, try to survive. I was like, nah, I'm going to pick Emma Stone because she might be entertaining to hang out with.
Yeah. Let's
think
about this
from like. Yeah. I was like, nah, whatever. We'll just die after a couple weeks of not doing anything. Just sitting on the sand.
Maybe you'll have sex.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
After the first
time. Probably not.
If you don't eat her.
Yeah. Well, she has really no meat on her bones, so she would probably not. But the person I want to kill is Kristen Stewart, so.
Oh, that's a good one.
It'll be fine.
That's a good one. I almost said
she is the worst.
She is the worst.
How would you kill her?
She would be so annoying.
Why would David Fincher cast her in Panic Room?
She was like 10 at the time.
It was before she was really
Kristen Stewart.
She'd be on that island, like biting her bottom lip and acting all nauseous and be like, I don't.
And am I a vampire?
Wow, that is a really good impersonation.
I have asthma.
I don't know what to do.
It's a real shame that no one could see her act like Bella Swan.
So how would you kill her?
I don't know.
Foul. All
right. So
drown her in the inch of water.
In the inch of water, right.
And then bang her over the head with a coconut. Jeez.
All right, my movie... Contrary to popular belief, it's not Human Centipede or Salo.
Cannibal Holocaust.
It's Army of Darkness.
It is not. It is a movie called Topsy Turvy.
Oh, come on, really?
It's one of my favorite movies. It's so good. The characters in that.
It's not King Kong. It is not Army of
Darkness. No, it's Topsy Turvy. I could watch Topsy Turvy all day. That'd be my one movie because I get to learn the Mikado each time.
It's telling a lot about Brian.
What?
Hello.
He's gonna have a couple bears with him too, right? Let's see who we're gonna have with you.
That's true. All right. So who I'm gonna have with me? I feel like we just have a good time, and it would pass the time away.
I have a feeling that we are about to be shocked.
Seth Rogen.
No, Seth Rogen's awesome. That's a good
Seth
one.
Rogen.
Really? Yeah.
I would love it. We would smoke. We would have fun. We'd make each other laugh. We'd have a nice life together.
Seth Rogen too. What a great story.
And then, the person I would kill, who I've talked about on the podcast, who I don't like, David Schwimmer. I would kill that fucking
guy. You would
guy.
Kill it. You didn't put him on the
impaled by a fucking coconut tree.
Is it because of the Paul Bear? Is that why?
Fucking Cannibal Holocaust style all the way up.
This is really harsh. Considering, is it really only because of the Paul Bear, or is there other reasons?
He sucks at everything.
That is not
what
true.
Are you kidding me? Ross is like
nobody likes friends.
I love
nobody likes friends.
Right? You are not
right here.
You are not the judge of everybody.
I love friends.
Nobody likes friends.
Seasons. Agreed. Friends
watches
is awesome.
Friends?
Nobody.
My
not black people because they weren't in it.
What are you talking about?
There was only one. She was a girlfriend of your most hated.
Aisha Tyler made a long-running guest appearance, and Gabrielle Union made one.
Who was Gabrielle? Sexy black woman. Good for Friends.
David Schwimmer. He's out. But mostly because of the Paul Bear.
I loved Friends. I'm not going to lie.
He's gone. He's done.
That's
he'd be our, he'd be at the front of the beach, like, for onlookers to stay away. So Seth and I could live out the way.
I'm just glad you didn't say Britney Spears this time.
Britney Spears. All right. Well, we're moving on. Let's get into some news right now. Some news that happened this week. Let's talk about the remake of Ben-Hur. They cast somebody in Ben-Hur finally.
Matt Damon?
Morgan Freeman actually was cast.
He's but not as Ben-Hur,
though.
No. I would
need a whole that would be interesting.
They're doing it differently.
That would be really
Ben
the
slash
Ben-Hur. It's going to be directed by Timur Bengbom.
Sorry.
Timur?
The Russian guy.
Timur?
Huh? Timur?
Yes.
Yeah.
Morgan's going to play Ildurin, who's the guy who trains Ben-Hur to fight and all that stuff.
And who's going to play Ben-Hur?
They're thinking it's Loki, I think. They're looking at him.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yes, they're looking at him.
I do like Tom Hiddleston. That dude's about to break out and just be everywhere at once, and I'm fine with it.
He's playing Hank Williams Sr.
He actually sung some Hank Williams song at some music fest this weekend.
That guy does a killer Chris Evans impersonation.
So, we've talked about remakes. We talked about revamps. Do you think Ben-Hur has been long enough to be
not
remade?
Really.
This is Charlton Heston.
It's on the
dirt.
Yeah,
I agree. It's gonna be carriages.
They're on a giant religious film kick right now. So.
Yeah, dude. What they did? They're doing it. One with Moses. It's coming out at Christmas.
Like Christian Bale is Exodus. Yeah.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
It's Ridley Scott. They just did one with Noah. Darren,
they had rock monsters in it. It was an accurate portrayal
but there was no
of the
black
story.
Swan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's Darren Aronofsky. What do you expect? There's some.
And there was no black swan.
And there's some twisters. So Bill Paxton was there. And like, oh, again!
Bill Pullman?
No.
Bill Paxton. Same person.
You may think I'm Bill Pullman, but I'm actually Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton?
Rolls.
He does.
He was the only person that was in two sequels. So,
Timur, did you do Night Watch and Day Watch? Was that Timur?
Yeah.
Night Watch and Day Watch?
Night Watch and Day Watch, and then.
I love those movies.
Day Night Watch.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Dusk Watch.
He's a good director.
And Morgan Freeman?
Dawn Watch?
Gay Man?
Yeah.
I don't think Morgan Freeman's going to be around much longer.
what a bold statement. He's doing movies. He's like, that
friendship for everyone.
Do you think Morgan Freeman's going to be around for like 3 more years?
Wow.
Yeah.
He's 102.
Modern science.
Hey,
Morgan Freeman will live forever.
Yeah, he will.
Right.
You're listening, Morgan Freeman. I believe.
The freckles are keeping him alive. You should know that.
Dude, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's not that old, is he?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's like in his 70s.
Let's see.
Maybe
he's in his 80s. He's like 82. But moving on. The TV network TNT is prepping a live-action version of Teen Titans.
Yeah.
What?
Guys, I hate it already.
So, Dick Grayson is going to be the lead.
It's Boy Wonder.
Yep. Nightwing.
I'm kind of interested.
Makes you wonder.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be starring Nightwing.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be... Oh, yeah. Dick Grayson.
Yes. Dick.
He graduated from Robin.
But let's see, does TNT have a superhero show yet? Everybody else seems to have one.
Do they? Like, what else do they have?
No.
You got Flash, you got Green Arrow, you've got...
Keep going.
Let's
see if you know any others.
You've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You've got Gotham.
Yeah.
You've got...
Constantine.
Daredevil.
On Netflix.
Oh, yeah, Daredevil's coming on Netflix. I hear it's going to be good.
Heard it's gonna be good. But Teen Titans, come on!
Is it on TNT?
You even have Powers on the PlayStation 3.
Do you know who's cast?
Powers on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, Powers would be on the PlayStation Network.
Who's cast?
Exclusively.
Yeah. What? When? What's that supposed to happen?
I assume.
Never.
They've cast everybody. It's
true.
Charto is playing the lead.
Charto Copley
is playing the lead in
Powers.
Oh yeah, Charto Copley is gonna play.
Powers, yeah.
Yes, the lead guy, the lead detective in Powers. It is a weird casting choice, but I do like
Charlton. He's awesome, yeah.
I do too. Who's going to play Dina Pilgrim?
They got a black girl.
God.
No.
Doesn't work. Dana Pilgrim should have been who? White. Everyone, think about it. Who should be Dana Pilgrim? Let's think about that for just a minute.
Guy doesn't know who that is.
Selena Gomez.
What? Does Brian not read powers?
I definitely have him here.
What was supposed to be Lucy Punch in the original pilot?
No, it should be somebody else. You've never read Powers?
I've definitely read Powers.
I was just saying.
I have them here.
Dana Pilgrim? Who should play Dana Pilgrim? Use your big brain.
He's not gonna, he doesn't know actors' names, so he's going to have a hard
time. He does know Katie Sackhoff.
That would be a good choice.
Is she,
be a great
but she's going to be Miss Marvel, apparently.
No,
so
she's not.
We'll see.
She said
Katie Sackhoff would be awesome.
Katie Sackhoff.
I like that show she was in with Richard Dreyfuss, his music show. That's all I'll say.
What are you talking about? What show is this?
Future Dreyfuss's music show? You talk about Mr. Holland's Opus?
You Google it. You Google it.
He's a very small man. I saw him at Comic-Con when he was there.
He's a sweet man, though.
He's very sweet. He almost ran me over backstage at the Comic-Con.
Aww,
I was like,
that's so sweet.
I was like,
he's
had more
sex than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What?
No.
He was very cherry
with himself?
No, right after Jaws. But Teen Titans live action series, go for it.
That's pretty interesting.
I'm ready for my Evil Ernie live action show. Never happened. Moving on, at the film festival.
Festival.
Duville.
Are you talking about TIFF?
No, Duville. Whiplash won the grand prize, which I'm fucking excited about. That's Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. And J.K. Simmons supposedly is a fucking scary teacher teaching him drums,
seen,
but
like,
won all the awards.
Or the trailers?
Yeah.
He is terrifying.
What is Whiplash?
So, I guess that J.K. Simmons, you know who that is?
He's J. Jonah Jameson
like,
in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah.
He teaches
Miles Teller how to play drums, but supposedly he's like fucking psychotic. Yeah.
Like
but they
it's supposed to
like
be Black Swan with drums. Is what they're
yeah. But it was just won the grand prize at the
Girl from Glee.
Very excited about it.
The Girl from Glee.
A new.
They knew there's more than one girl in Glee to say.
And the new Reese
Witherspoon. I was about ready to go.
In the new Reese Witherspoon movie.
Which one? There's several.
It's the one where she's hiking her.
Wild?
Yes.
Wild, okay.
So. Good
that
for her.
One, what? She won?
She, that one as well.
Did Miles Teller win?
I don't know if he won actor, but I know the movie like won a lot of awards.
Just
Adam Driver won.
Say the education of
for what?
Max Bickford.
I googled it.
Richard Dreyfuss and Marcia Gray Harden.
Wait, what did Adam Driver win for?
Ooh, some movie.
Traps?
No, it was some
old
like Hurting.
Like 2001.
Some weird one. Like it was a weird movie that I hadn't heard of before.
Huh.
Good
All right.
I love Adam Driver.
Me too.
I'm going to change my answer to Adam Driver.
So, who, speaking of Longmire, who's pissed that they canceled
Very
Longmire?
Very pissed. No idea.
What?
It was their number one show on their network. And they
so why they canceled it?
After that stupid Duck Dynasty garbage, but it's their number one original drama, and they canceled it.
It's because A&E didn't know what they were doing with it, and they're like,
where do we go with this? Are they petitioning? Are they
sending out to
other TV channels?
It has the most unbelievable cliffhanger ending. Like, freaking Gene McRaney, Gerald Mack. Like, you don't know if he shot. You don't know. I'm sorry, spoilers, everybody.
Maybe
there'll
be a Lifetime movie that'll be
Lifetime, yeah. Three part.
Lifetime.
All right, moving on.
They just had Deliverance Creek, if anyone watched that terrible movie.
I'm not watching that. I did watch The Hazing Secret last night. That was.
And you watched the story of Brittany Murphy, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
God, I heard there were some serious wig problems in that.
There was some serious, like, everything problems in that. Like, her, starting with her, the one who got casted.
Did they have her doing the voice of Luann from King of the Hill at all?
No.
Is it Luann? Was that her name?
She, like...
That's Luann.
Yeah, Luann Plow.
I think someone should have told her that Brittany Murphy's voice was not always, like, the character from Clueless. She constantly kept that voice throughout the entire movie. I'm like, she didn't always talk like this, like...
Like Ty?
Like,
she sounded
she
Tom Waits.
She sounded like Ty the entire time. Like, if you watched her later on, she kind of got more into this, like, kind of thing. And she never did that. She was always like, Mom, you know, I can't even do it.
You did a well done job, man.
That was a Puerto Rican accent you had pulled out right there.
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't do it. I can't do a Brooklyn accent. She was
like, water.
You're killing me.
I liked it. Please talk like that.
Yeah. I wish I could do her thing. It was just horrible. It was so
much bad. Moving on, some interesting fun news. So Ben Stiller finished the script for Zoolander 2. They're going to have a table read, and Will Ferrell announced that Mugatu will be back.
Yes!
So,
Zoolander 2. Piano.
I mean, I'll watch. I'm not saying I'm excited.
Fun fact, Eric from True Blood was one of the models who died in the gas fire.
Is that the hand from the 1979 Sears catalog?
David Duchovny, hopefully. Well, no, he got shot, right?
I'm going to tell you, watching David Bowie doing
the walk-off. That was great.
He's like, man, I have hope. And I'm just like,
it stops. Yeah, so I'm excited. Maybe we'll see the Center for Children Who Can't Read good. I'm excited.
Oh, that would be great.
Gasoline fight.
orange milk.
All right, and then let's talk. Since it was a big week for Apple and YouTube, anybody thoughts on the iPhone 6?
All they did was make
when does that come out?
Or the Apple Watch?
I think it's October.
Apple Watch is next year. iPhone 6 will ship September 19th.
That iPhone 6 is just the size of a Galaxy.
It is.
The bigger one, the iPhone 6 Plus. It's awesome.
The new camera on it.
It's basically compatible with DSLRs.
Just nice.
I'm just telling you that their camera's gonna be compatible with DSLRs. Yeah. They're saying.
It's a bigger phone.
You will see.
It's larger. It's faster.
I do.
Yes.
And
I will be getting the iPhone.
All right, Apple people.
And then
I'm gonna be due for an upgrade.
I have a 4 and it's terrible. I hate it. I need a 6.
The 5 sucks now too. My battery keeps
you're,
like.
You know what? All you're gonna get is
look.
Sucky.
There's
just
a little
there's
bit
bigger.
Thing you
that's
can see.
Bigger, bigger sucks.
I can live with that.
I'm gonna laugh and say this is belonging y'all's something to kick ass.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean Cortina?
Cortina.
Hi, I'm Cortina.
And then Apple Watch is basically a phone and on your watch.
That's just stupid, but it's a
phone. That's just dumb.
I don't want that.
It's a Dick Tracy watch.
I'm pretty sure your Dicko, what do you got right now?
I'll be like, hey, Brian.
Crap, I just took a photo. What the fuck?
I mean, this is fun.
10-4, good buddy.
I don't even know how you dial.
There's going to be a lot.
Yeah. And then U2 came out and released their new album for free on iTunes.
Yeah, good for them. But U2's got more money.
How much do you think they paid Apple
U2
to do that? That's the question.
Bono is still number two, according to South Park.
Bono doesn't have to do anything because he had Facebook shares.
I've seen
U2. You cast those things out for like beer.
You like them? Yeah, they're okay? They're all right.
Yeah, I like
they had that one song, right? Yeah.
This album's not that bad.
I like their old stuff. I don't listen to new stuff.
I prefer what's the name of the guitarist's solo album?
All right. The box office results for this week are number one, that we didn't see and they canceled the screening, No Good Deeds.
No way!
Came in number one.
Because there's nothing
with
else.
With Idris Elba.
Well, Dolphin Tale should have gotten over that.
That got number two.
They're both
hey!
They're both
Dolphin
terrible.
You don't
two.
Talk about Black James Bond like that.
I like Idris Elba, but come on.
Yes.
No, shit. It got worse reviews ever.
Yeah, the reviews were horrible.
They canceled the screening.
They said they canceled
the
because
beforehand.
Of the big twist ending, but the big twist ending was a piece of crap.
Did you watch it?
No.
I already know the spoiler. Somebody posted a review and he said
yeah.
He
was
sending the canceled
the screen. What? Just ruin it for the audience. They spoiled
it.
Ruin
it. Yes.
The twist, is that okay if I tell you? Because I read it already. The twist is that Idris Elba, the reason he's pinpointed Todd yes. Because her husband is sleeping with his wife. That's the twist.
Oh,
really?
So
I knew it.
Was in prison.
He's a killer anyways. I think he like he's
not
a killer anyway. So
why would you?
But that's
no one is gonna cheat on that dude.
I wouldn't cheat on either of
them. He wears a lot of suits.
I would wear.
Him. I wouldn't
cheat. That guy. If you look. Pull pictures of him on the
I will Celine Dion.
Everybody knows.
I will always
everybody knows who Idris is.
Celine
he cancels the apocalypse. He
does. I love
Idris Elba. He put on
I still want to see y'all. No Good Deeds.
He put on one of those
see
specific
it.
Rim suits. What do you call those things?
Robots.
Robots.
Big robots.
The apocalypse.
He's going to be an animated...
He put on a Jaeger.
He's
going to be a voice in something coming up that's funny.
I mean,
maybe Lego Movie 2.
I was
shocked.
I thought Dolphin Tale was
a
shock.
Yeah, so Dolphin Tale came number two. Number three was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Let's see, what was the total for number one? It was probably like 10 million.
It's 20. I think it was 20.
There's no way.
No, it was 20. Or something like that.
I'm going to throw out here, too. Anyone who says Guardians of the Galaxy is better than the Avengers, Devin Pike.
Guardians is better than the Avengers.
Throwing people around.
Ryan Kluger.
Guardians is better than
Guardians is not better than the Avengers.
It's such a tough decision.
It's so tough.
All right, number four is The Drop, which the reason why The Drop is excellent with Tom Hardy, and it was James Gandolfini's final film. But The Drop was only released in like 800 theaters, not 3,000. But I feel like if it was,
Tom Hardy,
it would have
like number two. One.
But go see The Drop. It's excellent.
Yes,
and Nuri Rapaci.
The Drop is excellent.
She's perfected her American accent pretty well. So.
A little bit.
And coming in at number five, still hanging on, Let's Be Cops.
Wow.
You know what?
Hanging on.
To those two motherfucking clubs, man.
Coming on.
Really cool dudes.
So let's talk about the movie that came out this week, Dolphin Tale 2. Who saw it?
We don't really need to talk about it.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I interviewed the kids, too. They were really nice. Those kids are so cool. Like, really sweet. But the movie is good.
No.
It's a family film. No. It's better than the first one. And
that's not saying much.
Okay, but
here's the thing.
It's cheesy, whatever, but... when it's done, when the movie's
better
done, they show
the
you...
World.
Do the dolphins have a love scene together?
No, for real, no. When the movie's over,
let me take off my prosthetic and
life,
get in the water with you.
They show you the real-life dolphin and all these people with prosthetics that go visit the dolphin, and you want to cry because regardless of how cheesy this movie is, you realize that they're doing a good thing.
I can't see movies like that because I will cry.
Because they're...
never go full on.
There are people with prosthetics that just... this dolphin is giving them hope.
Right. So you recommend it.
You're giving them hope.
I recommend it.
How many dolphins do you give it?
The... 2.5 out of 5.
So it's a rental, not a go watch in theaters.
All right, no.
There's nothing out right now. So
No Good Deed came
well.
Out. The Drop came out, and then at Angelica, Five Star Life came out, which I did not see.
I saw it was pretty good.
It was good.
I mean, it's
and Love is Strange came out, you guys.
Hotels, and she's finding love in the end. It's cute.
Yeah,
it's good. And then Wetlands came out, which I saw, which was I gave a 5 out of 5.
Vulgarity like nothing.
It's a beautiful, innocent movie, but no, the movie—it's not. Well, it's how they shot it. It really is. So how they opened up this movie is you see a girl, a young woman, walking through a deplorable bathroom flooded with God knows what. She sits on the toilet seat, bare ass, and rubs her privates all around the thing, and then she tells the audience, "I love to use my vagina as a science experiment." And that's how the movie starts.
That just reminds me of Nymphomaniac.
What is this movie?
It's called Wetlands. It's German.
It's German.
The girl who plays it, it's amazing. It's all about the. There's vegetables. It's awesome.
Vegetables.
Surgery.
It's not Reagan.
It's really good.
Fisher.
It's so good.
I just don't think. It's like, it's really good.
It's so innocent. It's so beautiful. It's stylistic.
Yeah.
It's like,
really well shot. Like,
it looks like
we couldn't put the postcards out because of what was on there. So
it's so good. I highly recommend it.
It's a finger in the butt, buddy.
Yeah.
What else came out?
That's all it was.
Right there. Well, because he has a hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just a finger in the butt, guys.
Just pushing it back in.
Is the last week still playing?
It is gone.
Alright, what else came out?
I'm trying to think what else. There was one other thing that came out at the Angelica. I can't remember.
I'm waiting. I'm counting down the moments for going.
Did Love is Strange come out this week or last week?
I think it was last week. Oh. We talked about Love is Strange last week, which was excellent. So that was basically news and movies that came out this week. Let's move on to one of our segments that we've done before. I don't know if Susan's done it yet. It's Pitch Your Own segment.
We did like Pitch Your Own reality show.
Okay, that's right.
Unbelievable.
Let me see.
Finger in the butt.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's a great movie. But yeah, so
some people set it up to make it bigger.
You said pitch your own like app?
Yeah.
Phone app, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we pitched your own film festival, we pitched your own music festival, pitch your own TV network, and pitch your own reality show. Now we're pitching your own app. You're gonna pitch your you You're going to pitch your own app that you can do whatever you want with. I try to stick with movie music theme, but we'll start. Gotti.
Oh, fuck. I've created an app that is in partnership with IMDb Pro.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, this app, there's a backstory.
That's my app.
I love doing, like, dynasty leagues in sports where you get to, like, go really deep into, like, rookies and future players, like high school kids and all that.
Interesting.
I've called high school football, so I know a lot of the kids, and it's fun to, like, see them going to the pros and all that. I want to do that with film actors and directors and writers, where you create an app where it's a game. It's a dynasty-style game with actors. Like, you pick a young actor, and you see where their career is going, the game value, you trade them. It's kind of like a point system, I guess, for, you know, to get picked up by a pilot. If it's a major network, if it's a little fucking Netflix wannabe or something. And then you can trade them and masturbate to all of this.
Yeah.
But that's my simple little app that, and IMDb Pro has like 1,000, I mean, it's 100,000 fucking people on it.
So you have to be charged for it? Would it be free?
I think you have to charge because it's IMDb Pro. Like, you want to keep the, you know, the anonymous feature to it.
Yeah.
So, I think you have to charge something, but I don't know what.
That's cool.
A nipple or two.
A nipple or two.
I think it's something that you could... I also, like, there's a gameplay option to it.
Yeah.
Where you can create your own TV show pilot ideas or film...
and work with other people?
Yeah, and connect your actors and your directors. Say, like, I'd love to see you do this, and this. And people can send in their things to whoever.
So we're revamping Gilligan's Island. This is who I want.
Oh, my God.
Sweet.
And you have direct access to... Like, you're paying for the direct access to the actual, you know... talent organizations behind them. And there's everyone you can think of to contact to get a hold of someone who's on that site.
That's cool.
So why not allow people to have some way to connect to them? And if they don't respond, they don't have to. Or maybe some little kid in fucking Iowa comes up with the next great TV show that's a lot better than the next gay Marvel shit we'll see. I said it.
All right.
And I retire from the app game.
All right. Let's
make a fortune.
You will.
Maybe.
All right, Susan.
Okay.
Pitch me your app.
Well, mine's slightly, like, but they don't have an app like this, so I checked it first. Have you guys heard of, like, Cinescopes at all?
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be cool if that was sort of, I'm called the app relating to the movies, and basically, like, you'd say your 10 favorite movies, and then it would pop up, like, your personality.
Oh,
kind of. So it'll tell you, like, what your personality is like.
So what would my personality be?
I don't know.
Because I feel like my personality is way different than my movie taste.
Well, no.
Creepy serial killer.
No, because the actual Cinescopes, they have the book, which I should bring it one time, but, like, the book is awesome, and it really pinpoints people. Like, it tells you in detail, like, different things, like, what your life is like in your work, with your friends, your love life.
So if I put Human Centipede and Army of Darkness on there,
your love life would be dirty.
I don't know.
I'm
curious. You guys should send me your, like, 10 favorite movies the next time I can bring the book.
I can do this.
This is awesome. Let's do that next time.
Personalities.
I'm thinking some good ones.
You can only pick 10, and then it's just such a cool...
You're fun and fancy.
But I would think it would be so awesome if the app was on there, you'd just say it, and they'd take it, and they'd calculate
it. That would be awesome.
And I said,
Care Bears, the new movie.
You have fun for prisons.
There is a thing where you can create your own app, guys.
Yeah.
This could happen.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We should do this right now.
That sounds really good. Let's do this.
It's so fun.
I'm down.
So fun. I did it with my friends, too, before.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Lowry.
You making me last again? What the hell?
I'm going last. Hi, Lowry.
Mine is like a comic book database app.
To compete with Comixology?
Well, this one's different because this one actually classifies and lists all comics. So, like, basically, you would enter your comic and it would list it into a genre, whether it's a superhero comic or any other comic, because there seems to be some sort of bit of a debate.
Let's talk about that.
Like Siri for comics. Like, you would pull it up and be like, Siri, or you'd call it whatever, you know, I don't know.
Siri, where is Soupy?
No more Siri, where the body's buried. But I'm just saying, you would ask it, you know, like, what constitutes a superhero comic? And it'd be like, okay, well, and it would give you all the examples that you needed. You know, like, oh, well, judging by, it would be a little bit more in-depth, but I mean, it's for, like, serious collectors, and obviously you'd have to pay for it, because I'm telling you, the only people that would get this app are serious problem people.
So, Gotti, what constitutes a superhero comic?
Like, seriously, this is, like, even a huge debate, because Brian asked me to compile a top 10 list for Boomstick, and of my top 10 favorite non-superhero comics, and so I started to compile the list. And I was running it by my husband.
Walking Dead's not a...
Was Saga on there?
No, it's not. But I mean, like...
Is Saga on there?
No, I've never read Saga. Okay, listen to me, though. Everything I put down five comics, and I pulled it up, and he goes, out of all of what you put down, only one of those is not a superhero book.
What were the five?
So, I put down Strangers in Paradise, which is, like, one of my top 10 favorites.
Yeah.
I put down Sandman. I put down ElfQuest because I'm sorry. I'm a fucking girl. When I was a kid. I put down Ghost in the Shell. And I can't remember the fifth one.
How are those superhero comics?
Here's the question that I posed to him. And he goes, Strangers in Paradise is not the superhero comic book. That is a slice of life. And that's what he was saying. He's like, I think Brian wants literally like a slice of life. Like Strangers in Paradise, like Ghost World. But he was saying that, like, fantasy comics, for instance, like ElfQuest, their mind powers, you know, people with witchcraft or something like that, it's a superpower.
What about, like, the crime comics, though? Like, those...
But I didn't listen to, like, Hunter Bullets or... But like I was sleeper. Like, what about Creature? And Jeff goes, superhero. And I was like, what?
Word of God!
And he goes, he has the word of power. He's like... But I was like, what about, like, if I listed something like, you know, 30 Days of Night, and he goes, technically, it falls into that other category. He goes, I know it's a horror comic, but, you know, the vampire has this otherworldly power. He goes, so, I mean, like, you really kind of draws a fine line. And so, he's not really a superhero, but, I mean, it's like this thing. And I said, what about Buffy? And he goes, oh, don't even get me started, Hillary. Buffy is a superhero because she has... a superpower and a sense of justice, you know what I mean, like, in all of this stuff. So it began this debate, and so I posted it on Facebook, hoping to get, like, some massive debate, and I got, like, three friends that were like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And Brian's like, come on, people, let's get this debate rolling, and these friends are like,
and I'm like, I hope that's exactly what they type. I'm
like this pussy thing, and I'm just like, are you serious? Let's really talk about this here. What constitutes a superhero comic? You know what I mean? But nobody was like willing.
Gotti?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I think if you have it, is a super or magical power, that's a power.
That's what I would say.
Ghost World is a non-superhero comic. Absolutely.
You're right. I mean, American Flyer and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm thinking about stuff that influenced me. And, like, Jeff's like, oh, what about Love and Rockets? And I was like, I liked Love and Rockets. I did not love Love and Rockets. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was just thinking about comic books. And I was like, how is Ghost in the Shell, technically? And Jeff's like, Hillary, she's a cybernetic police officer with super strength. And I said, but she's not, you know, it's not
a superpower, though.
That's what I was trying to debate.
It's a robot. I don't think that's a superhero comic.
No, but technically it falls into that because she is... That's what he was saying, that technically it does not really...
But a superpower is usually given to only, like, one or two people. It's a select thing that...
But does she have a moral sense of justice and...
But that's only... I mean, that could be also in the real world ones. I don't think that's a good... determiner of superhero, the moral justice.
The
you can be a cop character and
like
be,
judge
you have a moral judge but not be a superhero.
That's a superhero.
I don't think you can be a superhero necessarily because you have a moral sense. I think you can be a superhero without having that.
He's
another
superpower. He's a duck.
I think superpower is the key element and
but
it has to be something that's isolated to one individual. I don't think robots and cybernetic androids or anything like that.
What about mind powers, magical spells, and stuff like that?
Even magical spells? How many motherfucking wizards can do that? Like, it's not that...
It can be a hero comic, but not necessarily a superhero comic.
Yeah. And what happens if, like, some people might have powers that are not that graphic.
See, I was like trying to raise the debate, like for instance, like Sandman, and I was like, Jeff, I was like, they're not superheroes, and he goes, but Hillary, they are above everybody, you know, because it's about a family of, you know, the Endless, you know, and they're all there. Everybody's like Sandman.
He has a whole fucking category on his own, for God's sake.
Right. Like, don't
even tackle Sandman as a superhero. That's tough. I can't think of that as a superhero from a comic.
I didn't either. I mean, like, that's why, I mean, to me.
You guys are stupid.
See, I see where you're going, because to me, that is the most influential comic book I've ever read. You know, I mean, like, Sandman to me was like, what? You know, so I was like, oh, that's definitely on my list. And Strangers in Paradise, dude, Terry Moore can.
What about the Watchmen?
Watchmen
are not superheroes,
but they are.
No, that's elements of humans.
Dr. Manhattan
is a human.
But
he's not a superhero.
But he is. They're all superheroes. They don't have, and see, that's the thing. Even though they don't have a superhero power, just like Batman, even though he doesn't have a superpower, he dons a mask. And he becomes a superhero.
How, though? He doesn't have any special powers.
He does.
He's got some metal.
He does,
so,
but the villains do, though.
But he has a super... He's the superpower of deduction.
Wait,
and
so
a lot of money.
In a super
just like Tony Stark.
He's just a symbol.
But I mean, it's still technically a superhero.
I mean, that is a symbol.
He's in all of us.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, it's like this huge debate. Like, all right.
Like a man. Come
all right, going back to your app.
Yeah.
It would just honestly file all of these comics, and you could find readily available comics.
So, like, I say, like, what comics are the Riddler in? And it would compile them.
It'd be like, hey, oh, the Joker.
That's cool.
That'd be really cool.
You could be like, oh, yeah, well, clearly, if you've done your research, you'd realize that Tony Stark's first appearance was...
Which version of the Joker are you referring to?
You
know, clearly, Tony Stark, even in the bottle,
with
Bob Lee,
worst comic ever writing.
You could find artists, writers,
that's awesome.
I mean, seriously, to me, that's a really good point, especially if you're going to interview, like, because when I was at Amazing Music Comic Con, I mean, I could go up and say, so, Rob Liefeld, worst artist in comic history. Your first appearance is with the Tiny Feats. First Tiny Feet appearance.
All right. That's
nice.
An awesome app.
Giant torso.
That app, boy.
Giant torso, tiny feet, lots of pouches.
I kind of had two apps, one that's kind of like silly and one
Place
that's...
Place your Nick Cage app?
Well, kind of. The silly one would be an app where you can basically change Siri's voice into any actor or actress that you like.
Please.
So, you know, Mark Freeman could be any actor you want, you know.
Hey,
Christopher Walken,
Napoleon Dynamite.
If I could have Jarvis talk to me,
this place is stupid.
I would want Steve Carell's voice.
Yeah, like, you know, let's get the actors.
If I could have Jarvis call me Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, I would die.
or if I had Michael Scott, like,
hello Khaleesi, and it's Jarvis, it'd be awesome.
Hello,
that's cool.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome. That would be badass.
That is badass.
Going to Wayne's.
Is that free? Is that free? Or
we need to pay them some type of royalty, but you know.
I would pay
Stephen Hawking's voice.
No more than five for me.
But yeah, then.
Hello, Brian.
Push me.
And then just.
Good. Good. Good.
I'm sorry.
Good.
That's fine.
Amy, good gorilla.
It's a good app. I would have Idris Elba. I'd Bruce Campbell.
Oh,
right.
You'd have what's his name?
You would have Bruce Campbell talk to you all the time.
What's the one that he likes?
Gilbert Godfrey.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Imagine
Gilbert Godfrey.
Right.
Brian, wake up.
It would be Gilbert Godfrey doing an impression of Andrew Dice Clay. That would be
right. Oh,
Dice Clay.
But yeah, then the other app I was like thinking of was be like a back behind the scenes channel where you can basically go to watch any type of behind the scenes footage from like any movie, TV show, music video making, and it's all compiled in one place basically. And you can either do like a second screen or like, you know, it'll interact with the movie itself. There's no place you can pause and, you know, play the
kind of like
behind
the
scenes
Blu-ray little things.
Like kind of like the screen to screen. Yeah, just anything, you know, behind the scenes. type stuff.
You could make an app that played nothing but bloopers. I would probably be the happiest person in the world.
Well, yeah, so bloopers. Behind the scenes, I love behind the scenes stuff. So yeah, and you know, it's interesting to see stuff that you know you didn't know happened on set, or like you know, music videos even, like see what's going on, how they did certain things. So
you should add commentaries too to it.
You can. It kind of goes into the behind the scenes stuff too. So yeah, you kind of like I say, picture in picture. Where the director will pop up and say, hey, this scene, we did this because of that, and this happened. So, yeah.
It's a good one. I didn't, yeah. Mine's sort of similar, but I went dark with it.
Of course.
When has Brian never said, I went dark? I went dark.
How about him never saying, I went happy in life?
Yeah, I went happy in life.
I went happy. Just no, I was thinking
but he never
the right
side. Never most foul.
Create your own version of Care Bear of yourself. Care Bear yourself.
Yes.
I Care Bear myself, yourself. And then I killed it.
Then I killed it.
Release the good.
So my app is going to be called Slaughter.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Slaughter.
Yep. Slaughter.
Let's look. No, that's surprise. Surprise. Why are you surprised?
And it's going to be basically sort of like Netflix, but way more features. It's going to be strictly only horror movies and grindhouse films. And then you're going to be able to search by, like, if I want decapitations in my movie, they're going to bring up everything. If you want cannibalism, they're going to bring that up.
I want the human centipede.
If I want brains of little children.
Correct. And it's going to come up by Nazis. By Nazis. That's going to happen. So they're going to. So there's going to have a huge database from all the movies that are out that we can get, and then there's going to be a couple new series.
And are you the one compiling all these databases?
Yes, and then we're going to have live commentary as the movies, like at special times, because there's going to be like a live channel. So like we'll have directors and actors doing
this
live commentary over
anus
the movie.
And then 13.
We're going to have headsets that you can purchase where you can watch these movies with people from another city or another country.
Maybe get that you can talk by it. Maybe get some Oculus virtual reality glasses so you can be inside the...
So I got that idea. I think Netflix...
It's so realistic, guys.
On Xbox, used to have that feature where you could watch a movie on Netflix and have your headsets on and watch it with somebody and talk to somebody. I thought that was an awesome feature and they got rid of it.
So
they'd totally do that.
With that in mind, when the last Breaking Dawn came out, my best friend and I watched it together while talking to each other on Voxer.
Yeah.
For massive comp. We started it at the same time and just walkie-talkied each other the entire time. It was, by far, one of the most religiously hilarious.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because you can MST3K it.
Dude, it was so funny because she would scream, oh my god, this did not happen in the books! And she was hysterical and laughing. Like, my husband actually watched all of those with us, and, like, he couldn't even take it. He's like, I cannot even watch this any longer.
I have all of them on DVD.
Of course
you love them, don't you?
No.
But you just own them.
I
own them.
I started. I did like
I have a problem.
It.
It's an addiction.
I mean, like, that kind of stuff is wonderful.
I don't like
And then there's going to be exclusive behind-the-scenes documentaries, and there's going to be live tweets that come up during
the Brian will be in charge of it all.
And it's going to be $9.99 a month.
Why?
Why?
Not
because
that.
You have
not
to have the people.
That's an expensive app.
Like your damn app.
You get how much content you're going to be getting?
That's actually
plus a live like network that you could actually be like a live channel that you can see what's on.
That's more of a channel than an app, though.
Yeah. No, it's going
to
be
apps. Are supposed to be like fucking
the WWE app has a vault and a live network on it. It's on
that's
your phone.
Beyond
it's
app.
On
app. That's
if you have Razor Ramon, I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Is it WWE?
It's everything.
It's great. WCW, WWE, ECW. It's awesome, but I
have not watched wrestling in like 10 years.
I watched
Razor Ramon. I was wondering just because every time we leave a restaurant, me and my brother.
He's not aged well.
Who?
Razor Ramon.
Dare talk about Razor.
He was on. He was on there for Hulk's birthday.
Is he dying?
So let's go through it again. We had the more app. You had the
IMDb Pro,
which was awesome. You had the comic one, which was awesome. You had the top 10 movies that would
Related.
Do your personality.
Which is actually...
I kind of want to do that one.
Excellent. I think that's my favorite
I think
one.
We all need to
movie
do that.
Personality app?
Related
you,
to the movie.
Actually, that one and then your Siri app.
The Siri that you can change the voice and your behind-the-scenes one, which is awesome. Why don't we all make these? We need to hire a company to make all the weed. It is expensive, but we need to do it.
I really want the Siri app like so bad. I actually Googled how to make Jarvis my voice.
Nice.
I just want you to know that is actually a Google on my phone. Like,
hey, Paul Bettany, can you just say these lines for me? Just
quicker, Paul.
Paul Bettany would be like, screw.
Where's your wife, bro? Where's Jennifer? She's walking around.
He's not vision, though, so.
But I mean, like, Paul Bettany would probably be like, screw you, Hillary, I'm going home.
I got Jennifer Connelly from the Labyrinth at home waiting.
That's your picture app. All right, let's move on to our last segment. This is our famous recast. So before we get into this, we have done recasts. We haven't done recasts in a while.
You didn't do. He pitched Scooby Doo, by the way.
We're gonna do Scooby Doo. We're gonna do that closer to Halloween.
Okay.
For Scooby Doo, but so we've done a lot of recasts. One of our infamous. It's not just famous; it's infamous. One of our famous segments. We've recasted tons of movies and. While we think that all these original movies are perfect the way they are, we don't wish they were made, but in a day and age where remakes are rampant, we would like to tell our Hollywood studio execs who are listening or fans suggestions if they were to remake this. And since it's been 40 years, it did come out in September, Blazing Saddles, I think it's the funniest movie of all time.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't remember a thing from that movie.
Even the farting?
I don't remember. I watched it.
Do you remember the end when they go through all the different movie sets?
I feel like I vaguely remember that.
With Dom Deluise?
Get them, boy, girls. Yes.
I remember watching it.
So Blazing Saddles at the time was ahead of its game. I'm really curious to see.
Got
to tell. Do you think Blazing Saddles can be remade today with all of this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think it totally could be remade though. It's been
because it was
enough.
Very risque at the time. So nah, Mel Brooks directed it, and he wrote it with a very young and unknown at the time, Richard Pryor.
Yep.
Richard Pryor wrote it.
That's why
producer technically.
Yeah.
As a musical.
And so,
a lot of penis jokes.
So they did that, and then it starred Cleavon Little as Bart, which I think they wanted Richard Pryor to do it, but he said no. So Cleavon Little, and then Gene Wilder, who was excellent. But it's one of the funniest. It is the funniest movie. There's no it's the funniest movie ever made.
It's the funniest Mel Brooks movie ever made for sure.
It's
really?
So good.
I don't know about that.
Spaceballs
is funny.
This is so much more.
Blazing Saddles
is so much more political.
Yeah,
and so much.
They're both funny in their own way. It's different.
No, this is so much more like relevant. Like Spaceballs is kind of fun. This is more relevant to the history of film. Like you got to put Blazing Saddles in space.
Yeah,
but you got that little suit.
So here is our recast. We're going around the table. We're going to pick who's the best out of
our choices. Don't just get here.
So we're going to start out with Mongo. Mongo was the guy who didn't say much, but he did punch a horse. And he was like, this is a big, big guy. Yeah, Benny Grant from Mongo.
Football player.
He was originally played by Alex Karras. I didn't know really who to pick, so I just picked a big guy, Dominique Purcell.
Big guy.
But he didn't have any lines in
that. Not that big guy.
Dominique Purcell. I feel like he can play a dumb oaf.
I had two people. Either Channing Tatum would be hilarious. Or T.J. Miller would be funny also, I thought.
Yeah. I like
but Channing Tatum, I think, would be hilarious.
And just because it's Channing Tatum. Because I love him.
I hate Channing Tatum.
Oh, I love him so much.
He's so great, though.
He's so good. All right. Susan.
I think John Goodman.
John Goodman? He's really old, but I guess
John
Goodman. That would be great, though.
He's also white, though.
He's so good. He's back a little. I mean.
I hope he didn't put his back up.
See, I chose, like, Dave Bautista because of this fresh off of his delicious
swims. I thought about that. I thought about
this. He may be a wrestler, but I'll tell you what, that dude has some killer facial expressions, especially after watching the horrible, horrible, horrible movie the Wu-Tang movie. What was that one?
The
Man with the Iron Fist. Oh. It's so horrible. I cannot believe they got, like, Russell Crowe and Lucy Liu in that.
Best movie of the
year. Russell Crowe.
It's so
you guys just act around. I'm gonna sit here and I'll say my lines, whatever.
But I like Channing still better. All right, yeah. Gotti.
Can I clarify? I did something weird. I did two casts.
No.
And I did them as because okay. So
did you do an all black cast with the white
sheriff? I did. The reason being, because I wanted, because Mel was in the movie, played the governor.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want a writer, director, actor.
Okay.
But I want him to be kind of old and prestigious. So yeah. My two guys were Larry David and Spike Lee. So I have an Oreo cast, so all black with white.
Okay.
So who's your Mongo? All comedians. So my Mongo for my all black cast.
Idris Elba?
No, I do have Idris written down, but I'm going with my other pick.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Because I would love to see Gabby knock the shit out of the horse. She's amazing. She needs to be in every fucking movie.
And from American Horror Story.
Yes, I love Gabby, and she knocks the shit out of the horse.
That would be awesome just to see that scene.
I just think about Arnold.
She's like 5 foot though.
This is, you know what it is? It's a quarter.
It's a quarter horse.
Or pony.
Pony.
Yeah, a miniature pony.
For my comedians, just because he came to town, he's a big motherfucker. Fluffy.
Gabriel.
I'd like to see that fat fucker too. I think he's hilarious.
I'm still, I like Gabriel for your all black.
But he's still going with
Tatum. I'm still going with
Tatum. Tatum is better, so
Channing Tatum.
Y'all fuck up,
Gabriel.
I'll write it down.
Tatum.
You're welcome.
I love Channing Tatum. I was going to say it.
I don't think this ends.
Got a new pattern.
All right, moving on to Governor William J. LePenamine, originally played by Mel Brooks. I think this guy who I picked could play Mel Brooks perfectly.
You know, every time you say, I think,
he always the worst.
Always
the worst.
I was a casting director.
And you.
And that's why you're no longer a casting director.
I opened up the shop for it. I picked Nathan Fillion. Specifically for the
specifically
the ball with the paddle. He could play that part so well. In like
he's kind of,
can you see that as a myth?
I picked a weird person.
Nathan Fillion would be great in that.
Nathan Fillion is good at anything.
He's older though, Mel, in the movie.
That's fine. He could get gray hair and
an older guy.
He's actually young.
Nathan Fillion.
Somebody was really young. He's like 30-something.
Right. Governor William J. LePenamine.
I had two choices. Edward Norton is who I, for some reason, thought would be funny, because when he does his comedy, I was just thinking of, Death of Smoochie. Yeah.
for some reason. Norton.
And then, or Joe McHale, I thought might be a good choice.
Yes.
In Community. He's played some villains, and it's been funny.
I'm still going with Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, no. It's fine. Let's see what you got, Susan.
I think Jeff Bridges.
your that cast is great. I think you could.
I like this.
So you're going with the Big Lebowski as your cast, is what you said.
I chose actually Gary Cole.
Because I like Gary.
I mean, I thought Gary Cole was really funny. Because, I mean, like, he's played a couple of really nasty dudes, and I just thought about him playing Will Ferrell's dad in Talladega Nights. He was so smarmy and just kind of. But I mean, like, he was just like, he plays older fellas too.
One of the other things I'm thinking of is like when Hedy Lamarr says, "Meeting is adjourned." Oh, I'm sorry. It's like, it is? What is?
It's Hedy.
I just thought that. I could see Gary Cole doing that too, along with that.
I just think Gary Cole is a little, as much as I'm a big Fillion fan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I paid a lot of money to take my picture taken with him for it. It's like I shed my pants.
So Gary Cole and
with my comedy list, I would say Howard Stern.
No!
Terrible!
No way!
Terrible!
Never.
I like Howard Stern, but not for that role.
I do not
though.
Like Howard Stern.
No.
No fucking pick him then.
I like Will Ferrell now.
Alright. In your podcast?
Well, it was Larry and Spike, so
it's supposed to be Spike.
Spike
Lee?
Spike.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Jason.
Terrible.
No, I don't think
pick.
That's a good choice.
I go Gary Cole.
Gary Cole.
Yeah.
High five for my choice.
Gary Cole.
Or Jeff Bridges.
I know. Jeff Bridges would have been fine.
Yeah. All right.
He really tied the room together. I'm just saying.
All right, moving on to Lyle, who's played by Burton Gilliam, a Dallas native. I've met him.
We've all interviewed Burton.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's the guy at the very beginning who's, I made a song. A real song. I picked Norman Reedus.
Why? Is he not going to...
He'd be great in that.
No, I don't think Norman's ever smiled in his fucking life.
Norman Reedus would not be great. I mean, like, I'm
did
laughing.
Did you watch Blazing Saddles? How could Norman
Reedus would be that part perfect?
Terrible.
Terrible.
No, he wouldn't.
Terrible.
Nope.
Gotti, who do you have?
Okay, so, for my black... Because I thought...
For this black cast.
For my black cast.
For your racist cast.
My racist cast, I have Craig Robinson.
Oh, I like
his ass can pull it off.
I like Craig Robinson.
And for comedians, I thought of... It has to be someone that could sing songy, but I wanted just the dirtiest son of a bitch, so I thought, imagine Cat Williams coming out to that.
Cat Williams.
I like Craig Robinson.
Yeah, I thought I was thinking the smile, so I thought Jason Sudeikis has a good creepy smile. So.
He's tall too.
Yeah,
he's tall.
I chose Barry Corbin because he's
like right now Barry. Like
yes,
Barry.
Who's Barry
just,
Corbin?
You know, Barry fucking Corbin in like 100 million movies.
Barry Corbin from
Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure.
Well,
he's in Anger Management, Charlie Sheen show.
He's Hanson. We've all fucking interviewed him.
Dude, he's. You're, Barry Corbin.
I think Burton and Barry are best friends, by the way.
Jason Sudeikis.
I think...
Who do you have to
I got Val Kilmer.
I love Val Kilmer.
Oh, yeah,
Val Kilmer's doing it.
I'm going Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer.
He's become Burton. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Val
he's
Kilmer.
Become Burton.
Val Kilmer's great.
Oh.
Excellent choice, Galee.
Yeah.
Excellent choice, Susan. That was great.
Man,
Val
where...
Kilmer.
Wow. I'm like seriously going, how did I not get that? I mean, real genius.
The Camp Town. Oh, you know. Camp Town ladies.
Oh.
Dude, and Val Kilmer's
Mark Twain was a...
Yeah. All right.
Was actually really
this is really good. I'm really, really feeling
yeah.
this.
Moving on to Lily von Stoop.
I have that cast. Straight up. And you're going to go.
Welcome. Bienvenue. Come on in.
I just dig up Madeline and
I have somebody that'll do her justice.
For my comedians, I like her. So Amy Schumer.
No, not Amy Schumer.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig would probably be my choice.
Yeah, but
Kristen Wiig.
What about
Wendy?
Wendy McKellen Covey.
Kristen Wiig
isn't sexy.
Yes, she is.
What about Wendy McKellen Covey?
I like her.
So you went Kristen Wiig. Who'd you go with?
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. I like her.
I want Kerry Washington as my black cast.
She's awesome.
I don't think Uma Thurman.
Name another actress. That's
she's not
black.
Really funny. She's not the sexiest.
Who would you go with?
I like Kristen Wiig, but also Wendy McKellen Covey from Bridesmaids, like the blonde. She's also in Reno 911.
Reno 911, yeah.
Really?
I went with Naomi Watts. I think
she's so much more sexy.
Naomi Watts.
I don't think Naomi Watts is going to be as funny as...
Hell yeah, she could be.
No, you're just going... I think if you're going with, like, BoJack Horseman, that's not that funny. I mean, like, because she does voices on BoJack Horseman. I've been watching this because my husband...
But watch Reno 911. Wendy's that character to a T.
Yeah, she's
I think
funny.
Sexy and funny.
Wendy
sexy.
Or...
I think Kristen Wiig can pull it off because she's got that whole drunk... Like,
thing, yeah.
Drunk thing. I mean, like, that Bridesmaids thing.
Carlos drunk.
Your name
the
is Stone.
The Bridesmaids thing. Her scenes with John Hamm.
Are so good.
Seriously, I thought I was going to swallow my tongue.
So, Kristen Wiig. Let's try to vote. Is it Kristen Wiig and Wendy?
I'm voting Wendy.
You're voting Wendy?
Oh, I'll pick Kristen Wiig.
I'm going to go Kristen Wiig.
It's so tough. I like Wendy, but I also like Kristen Wiig. So I'm happy with whatever.
So, what do you think?
Wendy is what I'm going to say.
Okay, it's Wendy.
Oh, you like Wendy
oh,
also?
I do like Wendy.
One.
She's a good actress.
Sorry.
So, Wendy...
I don't think you're sorry at all, Adam.
Wendy.
Oh.
Wendy, what's her last name?
McKellen.
She's that blonde one in Bridesmaids.
Huh?
That's what
she's a blonde, yeah.
All right.
The bigger girl.
Yeah.
Hedley Lamarr played originally...
I'm enjoying it.
Hedley Lamarr, not to be confused with Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy.
Played by the great Harvey Korman.
My choice.
He had his little ducky or whatever.
His
froggy. His froggy.
I chose his
froggy.
Partner. That he's always
I picked Neil Patrick Harris.
Dude, that ain't... Oh, no.
That is a good choice.
Neil Patrick Harris for Hedley Lamarr would be great.
John C. Reilly.
John
C. Reilly
is better.
No, John C. Patrick Harris is way better.
He's a big kind of dude. He was always bigger than the governor.
I like John C. Reilly. I also said Jack Black as a backup, but
Jack Black's too short.
I know Jack Black's too short.
I picked George Clooney, so.
I like Clooney.
I chose actually Will Ferrell.
Which is
Will Ferrell?
I think it'd be great. Also,
just cast both.
Yeah, they're co-mayors.
They're Siamese twins.
I mean, I think Will Ferrell would be hilarious.
I think Will Ferrell. I'd choose Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
So
Will Ferrell.
I'll go with Will Ferrell.
My all black cast.
Idris.
A little
bit
older.
Idris.
David Alan Greer.
Awesome.
And for my comedy, I went the great Jim Gaffigan.
I like him.
I do love him, but yeah,
he's a little too slow with his speech.
I let's say Will Ferrell.
I think Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
One of y'all better pick, just so we... I want a black man.
I didn't.
Will Ferrell is...
My black part's not black, just so you know.
All right.
My part's not black.
Moving on to...
That's what I'll say.
Moving on to Taggart, played by the legendary Slim Pickens. I went with Rob Corddry.
That's a good one.
Good choice. I chose Danny McBride.
He's on, not the top of him. I thought of Danny McBride.
Danny McBride would be perfect.
I thought because I pictured him riding up on the horse and said, like, not to hop around like a bunch of
cats.
I pictured Danny McBride. I pictured Rob Corddry doing this.
I actually chose Owen Wilson.
I picked Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh,
absolutely. Where are you getting your choices from?
He kind of looks like the guy. That's tough.
No way, no Larry.
I really like that.
Yeah.
But
Danny McBride and Rob
Corddry.
Danny McBride wins for sure. Owen Wilson would be funny because Owen Wilson is retarded and so awesome that knows.
Yes.
He's like, hey, he's like a. I just thought of Owen Wilson.
He's way too high.
He's just going this. What's up, guys?
He's way too high.
Hey.
Yeah.
So
let's hear Gaudi.
All black cast. All black cast.
And this stuff gets funnier.
Is it another character from In Living Color? Is it Damon Wayans Sr.?
Donald Glover from Community.
All right.
I thought of him as Black Bart.
I did too, actually.
He's on my Bart list for the one. Okay. For the other one, I didn't pick a comedian just because I thought he could. I just want to see it happen. McConaughey on a horse.
Oh my god! That would actually be kind of funny.
McConaughey.
Horses! We can't afford to lose no horses! But he would say, like, horses.
It would be kind of lion energy.
Yeah.
I like Matthew McConaughey a lot. But I think I've got to go with
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride's just so much meaner.
Yeah.
Danny McBride is like.
He'd be a fun dude.
He'd be fun, yeah.
All right.
I want to make this movie. This is going to make it.
The two main guys, Jim. Brilliantly played by Gene Wilder. Is just, you can't replace that guy.
Replace
that guy. But I went with Chris Pratt.
Oh,
that was my choice. That was my choice too.
That's a really good one. I actually chose. Oh, you go.
Oh no, I did Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, I love Chris.
I like Chris O'Dowd better.
He can grow a beard.
I could see Chris O'Dowd.
He
could
get. No, he had a mustache.
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd.
What about T.J. Miller?
Yeah, I don't know
what
I'm saying. Chris O'Dowd,
the Scottish guy from.
T.J. Miller looks kind of like Gene.
But he's also in a British show that
IT Crowd. So amazing.
No, there was another. It's
Moon Boy.
Huh?
Moon Boy.
That show is hilarious.
I gotta watch that. Chris O'Dowd's great.
I've been watching a lot of Psych, so I was thinking if I did like Dulane Hill as my black,
that's fire. Like,
because their chemistry, James Rodin and Dulane Hill on Psych, almost like I just die. I'm like, my husband lets me watch the credits. Because I just get so excited watching the credits. They're ridiculous. They're absolutely ridiculous. But the more I thought about it, when you brought up Neil Patrick Harris, Neil Patrick Harris would make a hilarious Jim.
He would.
Neil Patrick Harris can do no wrong. I mean, that dude can play anything. I would make out with him.
Neil Patrick's pretty good, too.
He can do anything.
What about you, bro?
Oh, my God.
Are we awake?
Got it.
Sure. I don't know.
Are we awake?
Mine is James.
We're awake.
And do, like, they sort of go together. originally it chose Donald Glover, but I mean, I was just like, no, if I choose James Roday, it has to be Dulejo, because I mean, like, together they're kind of like this beautiful package.
Ooh, Neil Patrick and Chris O'Dowd. That's going to be down to the casting session. All right.
See, I mean,
what do you got?
Dulej, okay.
See, my gym,
I like Chris O'Dowd.
I like Chris O'Dowd.
But Dulej would have to grow a beard.
But I mean, like, if you went, I think Chris Pratt could really, I mean.
He'd be good in
those three. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Chris O'Dowd.
So
great,
though, Chris Pratt.
Chris O'Dowd is so much better.
What do you got? Have you seen Andy on the.
Well, so, what was your comedy fest?
Post Guardians. Chris Pratt's so beautiful.
I went female.
You went female, Jim.
I just think Sarah Silverman would make me crack. Like, it's a
female Jim.
I think it would be fun.
That'd be great. Just keep her name Jim.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, she's Jim's involved.
Well, she just played like the Madeline Kahn character in How to, A Million Ways to Die in the West. So.
That's true.
How was that?
Not great.
Not horrible. Not good.
Was that because the NPH?
He was good, but it just wasn't great. So
that guy.
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris O'Dowd. Speaking of good and Calvary.
Yeah,
pretty.
All right, the main event, Bert, played by Chris O'Dowd.
So hard to decide.
I love this, specifically the scene I thought of. The scene I thought of was when he took his own self hostage and like got out of.
Is it one of the Wayans brothers?
It is David Wayans Jr.
Yes, that's who I chose.
Junior?
Yeah, David Wayans Jr. from Let's Be Cops. So I think he'd be perfect for that.
Younger. Mine's Samuel Jackson.
That's a little.
I'm very happy about that, too.
Because
he's 70. Remember how much I've cast Samuel Jackson? I cast him as Gandalf in our all black Lord of the Rings.
If you did Samuel
Patrick Harris, I also like Marlon. Marlon might be good.
You have to cast Neil Patrick Harris, not Chris O'Dowd. Like Samuel L. Jackson and Neil Patrick Harris.
It would be awesome.
That would be like the greatest.
What about Brendan Key Jackson from.
I like David Wayans Jr. too. Cool. So
but I like David Wayans Jr. better.
I
think
David
he would
Wayans
just
Jr.
play Cleavon's, or Cleavon's character, so large. All right.
I like him.
I chose Dulej Hill because
Dulej.
It was James. Yeah, it was James right.
I like Dulej a lot.
But I mean, you could also go. The Donald Glover movies.
He'd be pretty funny too.
Man, a funny motherfucker.
He's kind of retired from acting, but yeah.
Or Lamorne Morris, dude. That guy never gets no play on New Girl. He talks to that cat Ferguson all the time, and I'm just like, y'all give him something to do.
Well, it's bad that they, you know,
right?
Because they really can't
see
Damon Wayans Jr.
Gotti's all black.
I had Damon Wayans Jr. written down.
For the comedy?
For comedy, but I have another one, too. Aziz.
This is I'm sorry.
You know what?
He was here last night.
Did you guys go?
No.
Did you?
Warren did.
And then for my all black cast, White, I actually went with a comedian just because I think he would pull it off somehow. Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Birbiglia?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. We saw him together in Wednesday Room.
Dude, I don't know.
Him holding a gun to his head would be kind of funny.
That would be good. I was thinking of Louis.
Why would someone cast Louis C.K. as Jim?
William J. LaPetame.
Louis C.K. might
be funny as
so Headley. I'm gonna throw this wild card in here for Jim.
Headley.
Adam Driver.
I love Adam Driver.
For Jim?
I mean, I love Adam Driver, too.
Not
but
in
I still
this.
Think
not
he's
in this.
Out,
so,
better.
Okay. So who are we picking for Cleveland?
I'll go with
Damon Wayans Jr.
Damon Wayans Jr.
Damon
Wayans
Jr.
Jr.
Jr. too.
That kid's hilarious.
Let's do this. Let's make it.
Okay, and then who's going to do the remake song of The Roar of Blazing Saddles?
I don't know.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. is going to do that?
Yes.
And so... Bonus casting. Who's going to replay the Dom DeLuise part?
Jack Black.
Jack Black, yes.
There's your Jack Black cameo.
There you go.
Jack Black cameo.
He's perfect for that.
Yeah.
That would be good. So far...
Get them, girls!
Oh.
Pull out your hands. Stick out your toes. We're doing this French surprise. Okay. Mongo, we have Channing Tatum. Governor William J. LaPetamine, we have Gary Cole. Lyle, we have Val Kilmer, which is excellent. Lily Von Stuck, we have Wendy McKellen. Hedley Lamarr, we have Will Ferrell. Taggart, we have Danny McBride, Jim, Chris O'Dowd, and Bart Damon Wayans Jr.
You know, can I say this? You're all racist sons of bitches.
That's fine.
We live in a...
We hate everybody equally.
Black and white world, guy.
And as a cameo, you have to have John C. Reilly as like one of the workers.
Yeah,
yeah. He's the guy that falls down. He's a slave guy at the beginning of the train. Like,
that would be great. All right, so get back to work. That is our podcast.
Clearly, I need to rewatch it.
That's our podcast. That's our 43rd podcast. Right. Hooray! It was good.
Thanks for having me sit in.
Of course,
awesome.
We are the
comic book discussion occurred.
Yes, it did. It got crazy. Yeah. We've done a lot. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we'll be back next week with more good stuff.
At your mother's house.
At my mother's house? Your mother's house.
I think all of our mother's homes.
Our fans' mother's house?
We'll be Skyping.
Steve.
Chris Gore's.
Come to your house.
Mother's home.
Are we making a trip to Canada, guys?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, shit. I'll be in Austin next week.
Speaking of weed, what?
Austin next week.
Where?
I may be.
Fantastic Fest in MondoCon.
And I may be somewhere else, but that's to be determined.
We'll see. We'll see. But... we'll do it. Podcast 43 was awesome.
Thanks.
Boom.
Boom.